This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
All right, Slackers. You have less than a day to finalize your New Year's Eve plans. And for many people, there's not that much to plan. Stay inside, avoid crowds, and watch the ball drop from the comfort of your couch. But if you want to see it up close, Applebee's in Times Square has a deal for you. $375 gets you into the restaurant, an open bar, and a buffet. Marketplace's David Weinberg called around to some businesses around the country that are hoping to lure you out of the house this New Year's.
Maybe spending New Year's at an Applebee's surrounded by lots of drunk people isn't your idea of a good time. Perhaps you want something a little classier, like the $85 four-course dinner at 80 Thoreau in Concord, Massachusetts, starting with the foie gras torchon and duck prosciutto, a departure from the normal menu.
So this is actually set up more so like almost like a tasting menu style.
Vincent Vella is the maitre d' and co-owner of 80 Thoreau, one of many restaurants around the country offering New Year's Eve tasting menus. This is a big New Year's for restaurants, says David Adler, the CEO of BizBash Media.
There is a lot of people still going out for New Year's Eve, especially because this has been such a long holiday week, a couple weeks.
Adler says the proliferation of foodie culture has made New Year's a night for chefs to showcase their talents. And because it's a special night, people will spend a little more than they normally would. For those who aren't in the 1% but want to party like they are, you could take a cruise on the Lady Windridge in Fort Lauderdale.
If you want to have a wonderful party on board a boat, then come to Windridge and you will get just exactly what your dreams are all about.
Kathleen Windridge is the owner of the yacht, which she normally rents for private parties and corporate events. The New Year's Eve tickets are $175 for a four-hour cruise with open bar and a buffet.
We finished being sold out today, so we're very, very fortunate.
New Year's is also a night for nonprofits to raise money through charity events. In Los Angeles, Ron Lynch, a comedian and voice on the TV show Bob's Burgers, is hosting a live show at the Steve Allen Theater, a portion of the proceeds going to the nonprofit Trepany House.
It's only $20. We tried to make it as cheap as possible and still kind of try to make a little bit of money.
The show will feature comedians from Mr. Show and Community, and live music from members of CeeLo Green's band will close the show with a dance party. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.